Forget Harold Camping. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Mr. End of the World turned out to be a phony, but a real end times lesson did emerge over the weekend. That cell phone recording from a fast trip convenience store near Joplin, where a group of people were trying to figure out what to do about the tornado bearing down on them. Ordinary people in an ordinary place making what could turn out to be life and death decisions. A mother tells a child to get away from the window.
Hey, where do you want me to put everybody?
Someone suggests going to the hallway or to the cooler. The video is mostly dark, but a minute and 5 seconds in, a lightning flash reveals a silhouette of a person standing in the store. All the windows intact, the shelves neatly stacked. But because I've seen this recording before, I know the countdown is on. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you hear the children cry, and you hear the women praying, and you hear men saying, I love you. And then it's over.
Is that you right below me?
Yeah.
That's not someone else?
Yeah.
It's over and everyone survives. And these strangers in that moment have become an instant family. Close to 2 million people have now listened to this. And I would guess that 5-minute recording of ordinary people figuring out how to protect each other teaches a deeper lesson about life and love than anything any radio preacher could ever say. And that's why God's not going to destroy the world, Mr. Camping, because there are still too many good people in it. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.